Hey now, welcome to another edition of the Inside BS Show. My name is Dave Lorenzo, and who wants to save some money? I know you want to save some money, and we've got just the guy to talk to about that. My guest today is Neil Schwan, and he's an expense reduction expert. He's going to help us understand where there may be some leakage in our business. And believe it or not, there's probably leakage in your business. There's leakage in every business. We're going to hear all about that. We're going to hear how to plug those leaks. And if you don't want to spend your precious time plugging the leaks yourself, Neil can tell you how he can help you. So join me in welcoming Neil Schwan to the Inside BS Show. Neil, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk with you today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So, Neil, how did you become the guy who finds where all that wasted money is?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for most of my career, for over 25 years, I worked in the trade show industry, helping businesses and marketing managers and VP of sales and marketing improve their live events, corporate events, trade shows. And much of that was working and responding to large RFPs, requests for proposals. And then March 20th happened of 2020. So the exhibit industry and the live event industry took a pause, and I looked for something else to do. What I'd done my whole career is help businesses improve the marketing side of their business. So I was looking for something that I could still help that mid-market company improve their profitability. And so I put on, looking for a job, I put on LinkedIn that I was open to work. And through the power of networking, I came in contact with a franchise consultant, talked to them, and I told him I'm not really interested in franchising. That's not something that that I think I'm, that I'm suited for. And he said, well, tell me what you would like to do. So I described my perfect job of working for myself and helping businesses improve their business, become more profitable. And he turned me on to a few options that fit that bill, and Schooley Mitchell was one of them. So I investigated that for about 4 or 5 months, talking to different franchisees and consultants around the country, and it just seemed like the perfect fit to help businesses reduce their expenses at the same time not charging them a fee up front. So billing on contingency so that I could prove to them I was going to save them money before sending them an invoice. So it's very attractive to me. I started up my business officially in the fall of 20. So I have been doing this for a little over a year and a half, and it's been very exciting. It's very rewarding to help businesses improve their profitability.
All right, Neil, so where do you usually find there's the biggest lack of oversight, right? I mean, everybody's busy, and we get into business as entrepreneurs, we get into business to do our thing. We don't get into business to necessarily manage the books, to keep a close eye on the finances, although some people are better at it than others. Neil, where do you find there's the biggest area of opportunity?
Yeah, the biggest area of opportunity is within expenses, office expenses that are recurring, that are kind of mundane, but can be complicated when you take a look at them. Good example of two of those categories that we work on are telecommunications and electronic payment or credit card processing. It's a very complicated bill. There's a lot of different charges and fees and features. And a business owner that's busy growing their business and trying to focus on the revenue side and the management side, it's too easy, or it's too difficult to look at those every month. And we have experts that do that every month for our clients. Look through every line of every bill and find out where they're being charged correctly and incorrectly.
So how does it work? If I call you up and I say, hey, Neil, I need you to dig into my business. I want to take some more money to the bottom line. Do I have to give you access to my bank accounts? How does it work?
Yeah, so what we do is we take a look at very specific categories. So the big three are telecommunications, credit card processing, small package shipping, and there are a few others. But what we do is see if the spend in those areas is at an amount and a type that we could probably help with. Then we dig into just one or two of those categories. We don't look at your whole P&L statement. We don't dig into all your business. We just focus on those categories that would apply. And then we do ask for 3 months worth of statements. 3 to 12 months is even better. And then we ask for access to those accounts as a view only. So we're not going in there to change anything initially. We're just wanting to look at your activity, your bills, your statements, that kind of thing. And then we look to do 3 things. So first, we look to recover lost money or incorrect billing. And you'd be surprised how often we find that companies have been misbilled for a period of time. And then we recover that money all in one lump sum and get it back into our client's bank account. The second thing we do is we look through the current vendor setup to make sure that that a client is not paying for services or features that they don't want or need. So we eliminate those right off the bat. The third thing we do is take that new set of parameters and take it out to the marketplace and get 2 or 3 additional proposals that are at equal or better service quality and hopefully at a lower cost. Then we come back and present a detailed report that shows all 3 options. It shows where we're starting from and the 3 different options that you can move forward with. And then if the client chooses one of those options and they decide to go ahead and one of those options saves them money, then we share in a percentage of that savings for a limited time.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the process of bringing you in. If we have a bigger organization, let's say we have a CFO or there's a controller or even just a plain old bookkeeper, right? So that maybe the business is a little bit more complex than the average, you know, startup or entrepreneurial business or solopreneur business. What happens if there's a CFO in place and the CFO says, "Hey, these 3 categories, I don't want you to touch them, and here's the reason why. The owner's brother-in-law owns this business and his wife owns this business. Can you exclude certain areas?"
Absolutely. We will come in and focus on just the categories, expense categories that the client wants. Oftentimes, with telecommunications or the merchant services, they're a little bit nervous because of how it could change their business. And we won't look at those at all. So if a company's, they're shipping a significant amount of packages by UPS or FedEx or documents, oftentimes, large documents, and that's what they want us to focus on, that's the only thing we'll take a look at. So it's very easy for us to separate out the expense categories that we'll look at and not touch other things. The one thing I'd say about that, though, is our service is up front, and it requires no commitment on the client's side to decide whether they're going to go ahead. So if they have somebody they're really happy with, but they'd like to know what they're paying and why they're paying it, it's something we can help out with. And if we get to the end and they say, "You know what, I just can't change because of one of the reasons you said, I'm nervous about changing equipment, or I don't want to upset my brother-in-law," at least they'll know what they're paying. They'll know the premium that they're paying, and they can kind of think about that for the future as far as maybe, you know, when there is a good time to make that change.
And Neil, is there any business that's too big or too small for this service?
Not really. It mostly depends on the size of spend in each category. I've worked with companies as small as two employees, or, you know, an owner and an employee. We've worked with, you know, very large organizations, large counties, municipalities, large Fortune 100 companies. So there's really no limit to the size. Our target is generally between 10 employees and 150 employees, but certainly we work with folks larger than that.
And do you also look at payroll processing and some of the HR expenses, or do you not get into those areas?
We don't get into that. I have a really strong network, because that's a very common question that comes up. We work with somebody for 3 or 6 months, and they get a couple of statements from us showing that we've saved them, you know, a significant amount. And they say, "Hey, do you do this for X, like HR consulting or benefits?" And we say, "No, but here are some options that you may want to look at that we've vetted that are good options for that."
Okay, Neil. So let's talk about the focus that you have and I want you to give us a really good client success story. So I'm going to give you a minute to think about a really good client success story. And while you're thinking about that, I need to remind folks that we're brought to you by Sandrowski Corporate Advisors. For over 35 years, Sandrowski has been providing expert client service to a nationwide base of mostly privately held businesses and families of wealth. Now, you say to yourself, why does Sundrowski focus on privately held businesses and families of wealth? Well, their area of expertise is, number one, focusing on that middle market. So if you have a business that does, say, $50 million, $100 million, $200 million in annual revenue, and you want to save money on your taxes, like Neil will save you money on your expenses, if you want to save money on your taxes, Sundrowski has a whole analysis they can do for you, and they can position you for success, not only now, but when you go to sell your business. I was with Harry Sundrowski a couple of weeks ago. He's the managing partner of the firm, and he told me a story about how he saved a gentleman who sold his business for $49 million. He saved him over $10 million in capital gains tax. The thing that Harry did with his team is he went into the business 5 years prior, looked at the way it was organized, and did a little bit of restructuring. It was completely transparent, completely uninvasive to the business owner. But when the business owner went to sell, this new structure allowed him to take advantage of the qualified small business stock exemption in the IRS code, which shielded $10 million from capital gains tax. Now, look, I just gave you a bunch of accounting speak. If you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. Sundrowski will explain it to you. They can take care of the whole thing. And if you're going to save $10 million, why not give them a call, have a consultation. The consultation is free. And if they can't help you, they can't help you. But if they can help you and you're going to sell your business down the road, you want to get them involved. You can reach out to Sundrowski today. Give them a call at 866-717-1607, 866-717-1607. Sundrowski Corporate Advisors, they're a CPA firm with a different perspective. We're also brought to you by My Revenue Roadmap Guide. If you want to build your business and you want to do it in a way that can help you create new relationships, deliver valuable educational information to people, and then when they're ready, they come to you and ask you for help. They ask to work with you. My Revenue Roadmap Guide is for you. It's completely free. It's my gift to you for listening to us, for watching the show today. Here's what you need to do. Just go to this website, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Enter your contact info. Once you do, you'll instantly be able to download the same guide I use with my clients. I customize it for my clients. You can customize it for your business. Go to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, enter your contact info, and download it for free today. My guest today is Neil Schwan. He's an expense reduction expert. You can reach him at 630-381-0037, 630-381-0037. Okay, Neil, give us a success story that you're particularly proud of.
Yes, so really good success story that I have. I was early on in this business, and I had just had a couple of clients, and I was reaching out to clients that are to contacts that I had worked with in the past. And I reached out to a firm that was one of my suppliers in my previous life, and talked to the owner, and I said, you know what? I know that you accept credit cards. I know that you accept electronic payments. I wonder if I could take a look at your expenses in that area and do a detailed report on it. And he said, you know what, Neil? We are barracudas on all of our expenses. We are on top of it. It's really important to us to keep our expenses down. And we are at top of our vendors and all that. I said, you know what? I appreciate that. I'm sure that's the case. And I said, I'm new to this and I really want to go through the process. I only have a couple of clients so far. I'd really like to go through the process. And they said, you know what? As long as it's not going to be a waste of time for you, you won't see it as a waste of time. Let's give it a shot. So this firm did very large transactions, but very few per month. And that's an unusual type of electronic processing compared to the rest of the market. So we went in and did an exhaustive analysis of what they had currently and found quite a few ways that we could save money with their current vendor. Then we went out to the marketplace and got two more proposals and came back and showed it to the client. We were able to save them about 30% with their current provider, and one of the other providers saved about 33%. So oftentimes people will choose to stick with their current provider in that instance because they don't have to change anything. This client was a little bit ticked off because they had not been told by their current provider that there was ways to save costs. So we switched them over. It was a small firm, so a 33% savings on something like that was really significant. And the greatest thing about that project was, at the end of it, they told me, you know what, this was in the early days of COVID. They said that we've had to really be hard with our employees. We've had to cut back on their bonuses and the employee parties and different kinds of things we've done. We're going to invest that back into our team with retention bonuses and perhaps like a summer cookout or party to really solidify the team. And that was exciting to hear that they were pouring it right back into the business. It was a really fun group to work with and a fun success story.
Yeah, that's fantastic that they ended up giving a portion of the savings to the employees. That's great. So you were a hero, not only to the business owner, but also to the employees. And I love that you kind of took that on spec and you said, hey, listen, I want to give it a shot. There's no cost to you, and that you were able to save them that money. So congratulations. That's a really wonderful story. All right, so let's talk, Neil, about the opportunity that you have. I'm sure you have relationships with vendors in specific areas, right? So like you mentioned like package delivery, you mentioned credit card processing. Because you work with a handful of vendors and you get quotes from a handful of vendors, over and over again, is that an opportunity for people to leverage you so, you know, that you can come in and really, really help them because you have these relationships? You're not going out and starting over every single time.
Right. Yeah, that's a really key point. So we have hundreds of vendor relationships. Different categories have different numbers of within the industry have different numbers of vendors available. But it allows us to do, a couple of things or a few things. Number one, it does allow us to leverage quantity. So if we're talking to a handful of vendors that we work with on a regular basis, when we bring somebody in as a new client and we're asking for prices or competitive prices or rates and fees, we certainly get a lot better response from those vendors. The second thing it allows us to do is to be objective. We work for our clients because we earn our fees from our clients' savings. We don't accept any commissions or any gifts or any kickbacks from the vendor side. They work with us because we're able to work with them over a period of time and we're very ethical and we're upfront with those vendors. So that's why they want to work with us, but we don't allow them to give us any gifts or commissions. The last thing I would say is we have a direct line to these vendors so that we know which vendors to call in for a proposal or for an RFP, if you will. We're not going to be looking at the wrong vendors or vendors that don't fit our client's business model. And that's what happens a lot of times with clients. You gave the example of electronic payment or merchant services. It's time to get a new merchant services company or get it for the first time. They go out and Google, merchant services, take the top three or four and give them a call. We're going to look for merchant services companies that are tailored to that industry. And there are very specific companies that tailor to different industries like law, medical, logistics, that type of thing. So we'll make sure that we're targeting the right merchant services firms to get the best price and the best service.
All right. So how does it work in terms of the length of time that you're involved? Right. So are you involved for a year, 2 years, 3 years? And do you continuously monitor to make sure that the vendors are holding up their end of the bargain?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge part of our offering. So the initial analysis process takes about 8 weeks. And that's from the time we say hello to a client to when we're implementing the end solution. After that, we work with them for a period of 3 years. And every 3 months or every quarter, we're providing them with a detailed report that shows what they were paying in the past, what they're paying now at different rates and fees, and any opportunities for additional savings if there's new programs or new offers out there. The other thing we do at every one of those reports is we're making sure that the new vendor or the current vendor is living up to the promises that they've made. Oftentimes you get these teaser rates or you get a new offer and the rates start to creep up. We're gonna keep an eye on that on every single line. And that's something a business owner or a busy CFO is not gonna have time to do, is to look to see if one rate ticked up by 0.5%. We're gonna be on top of that. And we do that for 3 years every quarter. At the end of the 3 years, we can continue on that path, but that would be at a lower rate, just kind of an hourly overview, but we would sever the sharing and the savings at the end of the 3 years.
And are you ever brought in, or can you see a time when you would be brought in? Let's say a business was struggling and it went into receivership, or you know, maybe even filed like a Chapter 13, and you were brought in by a trustee. Have you had an experience with that, or are there case studies that you can talk about that?
Yeah, I haven't personally done that, but it would be a perfect opportunity for us to take a look at it. Anytime a company's going through some kind of a change or approaching a change, you know, that would be the most unfortunate one. But it's certainly the time that we can help them clean things up to have a better chance of the company continuing. Also, as a company is perhaps looking to expand and they may need to improve cash flow to qualify for more lending or more funding, or also if they're approaching sale of the company, we can certainly help them improve the valuation of the company by decreasing expenses.
So I don't want to miss an opportunity, Neil. So if there are people listening now, right? There are people who are listening or watching. We talked about merchant services. You talked about telecom. You talked about like small package delivery. But you cover dozens of different areas. Give us some of the other areas just so that people know, hey, listen, you know, if you think you're all set with telecom, you think you're, you know, your brother-in-law does your credit card processing, you don't want to mess with that, what else do you guys look at?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the additional categories are waste removal, and that covers a really wide area of different types of waste removal. Of course, you know, the most popular one, or the one that people mostly think of is your dumpster pickup, but we handle different types of trash removal or recycling, document destruction, which can be important with insurance, financial organizations, and law firms, medical waste, and that includes all different types of medical waste, as well as sharps, needles, that type of thing. And then on the construction side, sounds crazy, but large construction firms have to get porta potties, and we can work on contracts for porta potties for different construction sites or road construction sites. So that's an area within waste. On the fleet side, so businesses that would have fleets of vehicles, and that could be trucks, but it also could be small vans that are used for a plumbing company or an HVAC company, delivery service. But within fleets, we can help out with fuel contracts. So that's gasoline or diesel or propane. And then also within the fleet environment, we can help with the GPS tracking. So that includes the GPS tracking you would put on a vehicle just to know where it is for theft, or all the way up to the type of GPS tracking that would allow you to monitor where the vehicle is at all times, improve its route schedule, and also keep tabs on the maintenance of the vehicle. And then lastly, the ELD, which is electronic logging devices, which would be put on large trucks that would go interstate. And that's a government required device. And that's something we can help with on that. One of the last categories that we can work on is energy or utilities. And for large firms that have large buildings, or large companies that have large buildings, we can help with natural gas, electricity contracts, and in some states or some areas with water and wastewater.
Okay. Do you do anything in the area of insurance? Can you help people with their insurance, or is that something you would refer to a trusted
source? Yeah, again, we would refer that out to one of our partners. We really try to focus on these six or seven, eight categories that we have strong expertise in, that we have a fully built out a team of analysts in. But we are always working on new categories. Right now we're testing software as a service. So that would be all different types of software. And that is probably gonna launch in late summer or early fall, once we've had a chance to run it through with a few clients. But that's going to be a big category, because there's a lot of different options as to how you pay for the different software services that you have within your organization. But yeah, we'll be adding categories from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Is there any business, Neil, that is not a good fit? Any business where you would say, you know, we probably can't really help in that area?
Not as a wholesale statement, no. There's certainly businesses I've come across where they have already optimized all these categories, or they have these categories set up in a certain way that we're not able to help them. Or they, you know, they have a small spend in some of these categories, but I can't say completely there's a certain type of business where we couldn't help, where there's no chance we could help them at all. I would say just about any type of business and any size of business.
All righty, Neil, I want you to take a minute now and think of three things you want people to take away from our time together, three things you want people to remember. And while you're doing that, I'm going to remind folks about Sandrowski Corporate Advisors. As you know, our show is brought to you by Sandrowski Corporate Advisors. So for over 35 years, they've helped people in the areas of dispute advisory, family office advisory, consulting, tax planning, business valuations and litigation support, as well as forensic accounting and risk management. Let's talk right now about business valuations. So you have intellectual property in your business, and let's say you want to sell it or license it, and you want to know what it's worth. How do you figure that out? Well, you could just take a shot in the dark and maybe leave a lot of money on the table, or you can call Sandrowski. You see, they have experience valuing whole businesses, valuing parts of businesses, and counseling the owners of businesses on what the value of the entire business is worth or the parts are worth. So if you need help looking at the valuation of your entire business or a part of your business that you may be thinking about selling, or you're buying somebody else's business or a part of their business, give Sandrowski a call. You can reach them at 866-717-1607. 866-717-1607. Sandrowski Corporate Advisors, they're a CPA firm with a different perspective. Also, don't forget, you can get your Revenue Roadmap Guide right now. Go to RevenueRoadmapGuide.com, RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Enter your contact info, download your free business development guide. It's my gift to you for listening and watching the show. Our guest is Neil Schwan. He's an expense reduction expert. You can reach him at 630-381-0037, 630-381-0037. Okay, Neil, what are the three things we should take away from our time together today?
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave. The three things that I came up with that you have really drawn out. You're really a pro at what you do. Some of these things I wouldn't even have thought of to bring up. But the number one thing, or the first thing, is that we are objective. So we work for our clients. We don't work for our clients or for our vendors. Any recommendations we make are going to be in the best interest of our clients. The second thing is we will save our clients not just money, but we'll save them time. You don't have to worry about a large commitment of looking through each vendor category, each statement. That's what we're going to do. We only take about an hour of your time, and then we go off and do the work. The last thing is, and this is unique about Schooley Mitchell and about our offering, is that we are going to do all the work up front, and we're going to present you with a proposal. And then you are going to go ahead, if you decide to go ahead with those recommendations, then you will get a bill after 3 months, and you will have already realized the savings. There's not many other consulting firms or consulting situations where you're going to not have to pay until after you have realized the savings. So that's our third and probably the thing that gives people the most confidence.
That's awesome. All right, Neil. So if people want to reach out to Neil, if you want to connect with him and save some money, and who doesn't want to save money? He'll talk to you for free. He'll even dig into your business for free. And if he can't save you any money, he'll go away for free. But my bet is that he's going to save you some money. You can reach out to him at 630-381-0037, 630-381-0037. Neil, it was a pleasure having you on today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave. This has been great.
All righty, folks, that'll do it for another episode of the Inside BS Show. My name is Dave Lorenzo. We'll be back here again tomorrow with another great interview. Until then, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.